1156.
Request of Craig Marquardt to address council regarding litany of red tape and excessive fees involved to offset a conditional use permit for Portland Meadows.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. I don't envy your job.
I'll try and fit everything in 3 minutes. I'm Craig McQuarto. I used to run the Portland Music Awards for 6 years. I ran the Portland Arts Foundation as well as published Music Spectator magazine. I have been, for the last couple of years, working on a plan to produce a major jazz festival in the summer, more akin to, say, the former Mount Hood Jazz Festival and the Blues Festival. The difficulty is you would think, being Portland, that we had more location options available for such a thing. The long and short, we've narrowed it down to a few, one being on Sauvie Island, but I'm petrified of a little bit of rain turning it into a mud fest. Portland Meadows, apparently in the 90s, used to have excessively loud rock concerts that pissed off the neighborhood associations, and then that ownership and management had some contentiousness with the then city council, and it resulted in them having a conditional use permit that they can now only do one concert every 2 years. There's been two ownership changes and several management changes since then. None of them from that period exist, and none of the city council from then exist. We are trying to figure out a way to try and have that conditional use permit altered so that we can have the event there at Portland Meadows. Honestly, it's a promoter's dream. They have built-in parking. They have electricity and water. They have easy accessibility for public transportation and the location between Portland and Vancouver. Unfortunately, their poor behavior in the past has penalized them. The problem is I've gone through all the proper channels. I've spoken with various offices, but I'm told that there is a $500 early assistance meeting fee. Then I have to pay a $5,300 pre-application conference fee, and then eventually pay a $12,000 application fee just to get a permit approved, to get reviewed on the chance that they might say yes. And for me, asking me to pay $18,000 out of my personal pocket to have the possibility of having something like that approved is not exactly business friendly. And I'm hoping, and I've gave her my business cards, I'm hoping that there's some way that this can be done in a less costly and more efficient way. It may be treated as a new venue, as a new opportunity, because it certainly is, an ideal scenario for both the city and for other events that might come in. Obviously, I've already spoken with the neighborhood associations and the appropriate people, and fortunately Commissioner Fish isn't here. He was a big supporter of the music awards and whatnot, being a jazz fan that he is. And so I'm just hoping that there's an easier way.
So have you gone through that first stage of the process with the pre-application?
I haven't. My concern is if I go through the pre-application already cost me $6,000 by the time I get there. So between the $500 and the $5,300, so it's a very expensive process,
and
it's not my venue. We're just trying to hold an event there that would change their permitting, so clearly they'd have to be involved as well. I just met with them last week.
I can't remember what the duration of those conditional use permits. Is it infinite? Is it
at this,
20 years?
At this point, I don't know that there's a timetable on it. It was dictated in 2000.
So what do you think where should he start, maybe?
I'd certainly be happy to check in on that. I'm not going to make any promises.
No, sure.
With fees, but
and I've talked to Dora Perry and various others. I mean, I've talked to the right people. I just, just what they've sent back to me and said this is the way it is.
All right, why don't you let Commissioner Saltzman's office at least get things started, because the Bureau of Development Services
I think Commissioner's office is who sent me to Dora.
So. Okay. Well, we're going to try to avoid having you in a runaround in this building.
No, sure.
It's good that you've already talked to the neighborhood associations, because that was the issue in the past.
Well, they were doing really loud rock concerts.
Yeah, so they're, obviously if you're able to get to yes with them on a scenario, that's helpful.
Sure.
It doesn't solve the red tape issue, but at least at the Bureau, Bureau of Development Services can at least show you what the path is. And I think it also answered the question for us of, is there anything that can be done legislatively as opposed to you having to go through the application process to solve this problem. So legitimate question. We'll try to get you an answer.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And good luck with this.
Thank you. Okay, let's take the